Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get steamy. You're about to need more than a sprinkle of Jesus. It's Hot Talk After Dark, right here with Kinky Pink, Jill Tracy, on Hot 105. And now, Adrian Carter. As you approach your midday, I wonder if midway I could be your afternoon bite. As you rush for the 1 hour lunch break, I figure it would be more fulfilling if I were to break you in your tracks. A forceful hand around your waist, a massaging hand up your back. Your rush hour morning left a goodbye kiss that moved too quickly, so I showed up to slow you down. My morning lament was for the time we didn't spend connecting in that moment when all things slow down so slow that time rewinds as we remind each other of the love we share. On your way out, it appears you closed the door too soon and only heard the word take. So I'm here this afternoon to ensure the care is added to your sentence as we serve time on gold-rimmed platters of love that bears all things. You turn me on, then turn me up. I play for you like melodies do when angels show up to watch us kiss in agreement, pledging to always remain moist with consideration, aroused and purpose, stimulated in the peace that allows us to feast on the silence we share. Where the unstated states much in the capital of our hearts, there is so much music and love. So I play for you this afternoon, this evening, during your lunch break, during our dinner time, as I break you and enter you by simply asking, do you mind if I have lunch with you?
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Well, of course not. I'll have sushi. And welcome back to Hot Talk After Midnight. 888-550-9105 is the number. You can give us a call. And my dear sex therapist, Jen, is back in the building. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's good to be back tonight.
Yes, it's good to... You take this. You take this mic.
Oh, okay. I get my own.
See, I need you. Right, you get your own tonight.
Thank you. It's good to be back tonight.
Yeah, it's good to have you. I need you and our king. You know what? King is like when people ask why Jay-Z named his son Sir. So you have to address me properly when you say my name. MC, activist, philanthropist, fitness owner, and adult entertainer. King Noir is in the building. See that extra breath. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that I'm like sitting across from you now. We get to lock eyes.
And there you go. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate it. And the lust that you bring in the room.
Absolutely.
It certainly has brought the lust out of everybody.
Okay. There, I will tell you that there is certainly something in your presence. Have you always known that?
Yes and no. You know, like, I know there was something different, but just growing into it. You know, we all have to grow into who we are.
Yeah. So when... So when did it make you humble?
When people started saying that what I do has helped them in their life, I think that's when I really was like, this is something that I need to be able to focus on, but also pay attention to the energy or the ideas or the thoughts that I bring people and how to make them the most positive and how they can actually benefit somebody instead of hurt them.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought so, because when I read the piece that you wrote on Facebook, and you talked about things tend to change when you say the adult entertainer part.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, okay, so you already know about Kiki Bing. So when I first started radio, I used to do the mail reviews in town.
Okay.
So I would be hanging, banging, and slanging with the Untouchable Nasty Boys like 4 or 5, you know, nights a week. And it was quite an experience, but I, you know, there is something therapeutic, but you never thought that. There's something very therapeutic about another person allowing you to explore part of your sexuality that you just wouldn't, and then in public. Mm-hmm. It's like another level, but there is something... You know, there's something very special there, because there isn't, certain people have energy that, you know, envelops you, you know, and that's a good thing to kind of, you know, let yourself go into. So now that you are many, many things though, with and inside of that. So you're an educator.
Yes.
Which is, I won't say it's surprising, but, I was surprised to hear that you've been around the world. So share a little bit with us about how those two worlds have come together.
That's a good question. I think recently, my last trip outside of the country to actually do education was to Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Palestine is in the news right now. And, you know, he said in the beginning, the sprinkle of Jesus and all, you know, everything is interwoven. You know, mm-hmm. In order to have a healthy life, there are so many different levels of what makes you healthy. Your mind, your body, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we're told that if you have a healthy, happy sex life, you must be doing something that is bad for your soul. But in reality, love, there's nothing that's better for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling healthy and vibrant and doing all these different things that you explore when you explore your sexuality and when you do it right,
mm-hmm.
makes you a better person. You know,
that's what she said.
So when I was over there, I was primarily over there to teach kids how to use music as conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. So writing rhymes or poems or songs in order to deal with the oppression that Palestinian children face every day.
Mm-hmm.
But also while I'm over there, you know, kids are kids. So kids are going to be like, who's this guy? What does he do? So, you know, also they have a very sexually oppressed culture out there also. So, you know, there were kids, and I, when I say kids to me, like, you know, like teenagers.
Right.
Asking questions about things that they're experiencing now as teenagers, or even young adults, or just adults in general in a different culture where sex isn't as open as it is here.
Mm.
Like, well, I have these feelings for somebody, or I like wearing this, or I'm interested in that. What do I do? You know, and they were like happy that I was there to ask me these questions, because they were like, I can't ask anybody this.
Yeah.
So it intersects in that way. You know, I got to do some similar work at a high school in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, initially, I'm supposed to be talking about music. They get on their Twitter game, and
right.
they find out all this stuff. So when I walk in the door, they want to ask questions about, you know, they
that would be eight. I'm just saying, okay.
So they want to ask me questions about, you know, safe sex or mm-hmm. relationships. So it all comes together, and I think that being that I travel for all these different reasons, people just feel comfortable talking to me about anything.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the humble aspect of it also.
Yeah, definitely. So now, this is silly. Have you found a way, like when you go to Palestine, are you able to work with the children and then maybe do a movie and
I didn't shoot any movies while I was in Palestine.
I'm saying, do you ever get a chance to, like, you know,
I mean, there are definitely
three
times,
checks from a location.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of times when Jasmine and I travel, we actually do work in shelters with survivors
mm-hmm.
on reaffirming their beauty, reaffirming
That's
their
huge.
Lives. And, you know, a lot of times when somebody is abused, they lose that look in the mirror and love themselves
mm-hmm.
part. And just as we go to talk about, you know, having a healthy sex life, you know, if you don't even love yourself when you look in the mirror, or you have something against yourself and you're looking down at yourself, you know, so just to be able to reaffirm that, you know, Jazz and I have been able to travel and do that. And then maybe later on we do a party, shoot a scene, and then I go rhyme on stage or something, and it just all works out. Or FetCon or Exotica. We've been traveling with Exotica. So we've been doing classes on kink and fetish. Exotica's like the largest porn trade show.
Okay.
It's like Candyland for adults.
Exactly. Gotcha. So, I mean, we go on stage and actually perform. I rhyme. We do some flogging. We do pouring wax. It's this whole performance we do with Tyone Morgan. Oh, I brought my floggers with me just in case you have anybody interested in learning or trying.
Jill definitely needs to be flogged.
No. not when there is a camera anywhere around. No, but Jimnique is going to get flogged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's gonna flog. It's very rhythmic, though.
Very, very rhythmic. And
we're going to find you some theme music.
there's definitely something that you will feel, because we're talking about the nerve endings in the body and the different parts of your body that are stimulated through arousal and through sex. I mean, a lot of times people like to get their hair pulled or spanked.
Right.
But it has to be done at the right time. You can't just walk up on anybody, pull their hair, and spank them. For one, it's disrespectful.
Right.
And two, it's not going to feel good,
I think,
right?
That's where a lot of guys come at fault, is that they think that just because you like it, it's okay to do it in certain random places where it's not appropriate.
Good morning, right. John.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not ideal.
The time and a place for everything.
You know.
But part of flogging and part of the rhythm that I love about it is that you have to warm somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start up at the shoulders so that, you know, all the juices are flowing in the brain and letting somebody know this isn't a fight or flight moment. This is a enjoy it moment.
That's awesome. Okay, so that'll be on the other side. Jiminique, are you ready for this?
She's not going to do it because she's married.
She's what?
Well, oh,
you called him and told him. Be like, look, boo-boo, I'll be home. Just hold on. I'll be home in a minute. I'm about to get flogged. Get in the car. I'll be on my way home.
We thought she might not be allowed to come
homeless?
Back.
That sounds like a reality show.
Oh.
Flogged.
Well, now, this was, listen, this is the one that said when we were talking about King before he got here, and she was like, I have always wanted a freak and a philanthropist. So I was like, well, here he is.
Sounds so, like a dream man, right?
Okay.
Well, but people think that it's not attainable to get that in one person, though. Yeah. Right? Because we've talked about this, that people think that they have to be separate people. You can't get that in one person.
Okay, so how many in here, outside of Dawn and Wesley, because I know the answer to that one, but how many of you have that in one person, have experienced that in your life at all in one person?
You mean how many of us are that one person?
See, nobody raised.
I just want to say, I'm Chocolate Thunder, and I'm all that in one person. Okay. I'm a philanthropist and a Chris. And a,
he can't even get it out.
I'm a philanthropist and a
Christian.
Okay. The elder might be listening.
That is just. But however, it's true that it's rare that you find that in one person.
Well, I think actually, it's rare that people admit it. Because I think that most people, we do have our fetishes, our kinks, our sexual desires. But at the same time, you know, to think that that has to permeate your entire life and that's all you can think about is one of the ways that sex has been removed from the healthy part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're told that in order to be good Christians or Muslims or whatever faith we practice, you're not allowed to enjoy one of the most beautiful things on the earth that is the most creative thing you can possibly ever do. You know? So, but you know, not to get all too deep into it, but, you know, when you study the history of the people who started this country, that's what they were into. The pilgrims and the Puritans, they were into chastising people for their sexuality. So that's where, and it wasn't even just
that, the people, period.
For everything. But I mean, in regards to sexuality or...
That was...
When you get into, like, the Salem witch trials and things like that, it wasn't just the sexual aspect of it, but it was also women being in control of their sexuality as well is also something that's put down here and attacked and manipulated in so many different ways because we live in a society where... They'll sell you sex all day, every day, in every product, but then a woman is chastised for breastfeeding in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll show you all types of different variations and forms of violence against women on TV, but a woman can't breastfeed in public. You know, I look at those things as just kind of like being the best example of how much a woman's sexuality, sexual freedom, and... The creation of life is viewed as negative unless it's able to be sold to you. When it's free, then it's a problem.
Mm.
And, you know.
That goes, well, you know what?
It countersects, and at the time when it does, that's when we start to think, oh my God, if I have this feeling, then I won't be a good person. Mm. Or I can't also work with, you know, people who are less fortunate or... I don't know, stand up in church and say that I love God.
I can't, exactly. I can't have the value that I feel that I have and have all of these different pieces of my personality. That's, you know, that is very much a part of that James Baldwin quote. Is that...
He's one of my favorite writers, by the way, so I'm very glad to hear James Baldwin today.
But, you know, we were talking about that at dinner tonight about a girl's trip and how Boyce Watkins, are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
If anybody, he's on Queen Sugar, right?
No. Okay, Boyce Watkins. No, he's. What would you call him, Adrian? He's. I don't know.
Intellectual.
He's a, no, I wouldn't say that. But,
thought leader. Oh, that's.
He's a thought leader. I wouldn't say he's. But anyway,
well, he throws his hat in the ring.
Suffice to say, he is a loud voice in the African American conversation, and he did this piece about he's been on this tangent about girls' trip and about how horrible it is and how it you know makes black women go out and you know have random sex and do all the things that a woman's not supposed to do and blah 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 blah, And I thought, wow, really? Can I just not be a full woman? How? Why can a white woman have bridesmaids and, right. you know, and it's number one at the box office, and you're okay with that? Mm-hmm. But I go out, you know, and pee on Beale Street and drink absinthe, to, you know, too much and have fun with grapefruit. And now all of a sudden, you know, I am the scourge of... You know, my community. That's something that I want to talk about because you bring that up, and it's true that any time, particularly black women,
mm-hmm.
That we, you know, we have fun with who we are and our sexuality, all of a sudden we are, you know,
shame.
Sheba out the bush.
Right.
So
no one is more attacked than black women.
Yeah.
No.
We'll talk about that.
Any and everywhere, black women are the most under attack at all times, and unfortunately now seems to be also under attack from black men.
Mm. But not King Noir. We'll be back on the other side. Unless, of course, you'd like to. We'll be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk. Oh, not 105.
The crazy stuff happening in Washington means really smart people, I mean the best people, get a chance, for the moment, to refi their mortgage or pull cash out of their homes until the president can put a lid on things.
Be one of those really smart people by getting CashCall Mortgage's 15-year fixed, no closing cost refi at today's super low 2.99% rate and APR. But you need to act now, even if you're in process with another lender. Take 5 minutes to call and grab this 2.99% 15-year fixed rate with no closing costs from CashCall Mortgage. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH or log on to CashCallMortgage.com.
And believe me, this is not fake news.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for disclosures, terms, and restrictions. Not licensed in all states. Not available in Washington State. NMLS 128231.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black Movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black Movement.
Come join us in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song.
105.1.
Derrick Rose is talking to the Cavs.
Hey, just saying, how you doing?
Why is he talking to the Cavs and he should be talking to his knees?
From 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105, today's R&B and old school.
Told you was going to need a more than a sprinkle of Jesus. It's Hot Talk After Dark right here on Hot 105. And now, just say.
I like taking you in. I like breathing the aroma of your skin, being baptized in your scent, becoming engulfed in your unique blend, inhaling and exhaling it over and over again until I am completely inebriated, intoxicated by your sweet savor and intrigued by the thoughts of your flavor. I like taking you in. Wrapping my legs around the circumference of your waist, clasping my hands behind the nape of your neck as we lay face to face, bellies kissing as we embrace, rolling high like the tide. Holding on tight, galloping as I ride, I like taking you in. Lips between lips, thrust of hips, tight, desperate grips. The scratches that happen when they slip due to the moisture we perspire. I succumb to your desire. I like taking you in. Different directions. Around and around we go. Taste my confection and I will blow. Over peaks and valleys, highs and lows. I like taking you in. I like taking you over. I like taking you under. I like hearing you roar like thunder. I like taking it all. I like taking my time. I love that you're mine. Because I like taking you in.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And yes, we are back. And I love taking you in. I love taking you in. Love it. So call me. 888-550.
Ooh, are we now?
9105.
Are we going to be charging people when they call in?
Hot Talk after midnight. Jack with Thunder is... over there trying to be a Philistine. you know. Welcome back. Thank you, Jeshae Jones.
Thank you.
And that is Taking You In?
Taking what, You In.
That's the name of that?
Yes.
And now, is that
Could you say that just one more time?
I like Taking You In.
Right.
She's a philanthropist.
She's
taking strays and stuff.
A freak and a philanthropist.
Yeah. That's no. She's right. Let it be clear. We are looking for a freak and a philanthropist.
I'm about to put that as my Twitter caption.
Hello.
Yes.
That's a T-shirt.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. No. And we're not. We all said that in unison. No. No, we're not taking any more strays. Just, where's your mama? Let me find where you came from. Where's your tag? Turn it around. Let me see. Yeah, no more strays. No more strays. So, listen. That's too easy. I can't do that. All right. So King Noir, you have come a long way, my friend, from Chicken Delight.
Oh man, you gave me like the mean flashback though. You say Chicken Delight, I have like a Pavlovian response to that.
Exactly, but that's you have come a long way.
Yeah.
You know? So what has that journey taught you thus far? What did you do at Chicken Delight so they can have a visual?
I used to work the counter at Chicken Delight, and I used to cut the wings up in the back. That was my first. I left school at 15,
mm-hmm.
and that was my first during the day job. And then after that, I would leave, and I would go clean up the kitchen and the bathrooms at a diner in Jersey.
Wow. Okay, and so what was the path to here? What was the turn? Who?
I had a friend. She was dancing in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, they want me to be in a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And do some internet stuff. And I don't want any random stuff in my face. I don't know what I can and can't say on the radio.
Yeah, well, Steph was good.
Okay, good.
Throw that. Okay, yeah, no.
So, you know, we
it's that show
had
tonight.
Dealt with one another.
Oh,
and
goodness.
She was like,
mm-hmm.
I know what you're working with. I know you can do this. So come make some money. And around the same time, some of my other brothers was getting into all kinds of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't have to stand outside on no corner. I don't have to hurt anybody. And I really enjoy this.
Right. And you're pretty good at it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jill, did you watch those videos I sent you?
Yes. I mean, his performance is yes. His angles are great. His diction as well. His movements are
great diction.
We
really
his movements are lyrical.
Right. Let me just say. So the quality of their videos are amazing.
Right. And I was calling it neo porn. Because it is just like all pretty and stuff, and you expect Erykah Badu to show up. Hey, you know.
Yo, if Erykah Badu shows up, she might mess everybody.
Okay.
I welcome the Erykah Badu challenge.
There you go. What you were saying? I'm sorry.
That's gonna be a whole other kind of video,
right?
But I love the quality of their films, and it's a different experience when you see, like, people of your own color being intimate, being sexy, being confident in a positive way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because obviously for me as a sex therapist, I believe sex is part of your health. And I just feel like, as we've had this conversation, people mm-hmm. in the black community are not, they don't always admit that they're watching porn.
Right.
And if they do, it's kind of like the guy today who recognized his name but didn't want to admit that he knew it.
Right.
And that just blows my mind that people in our community still are shamed for watching porn. And women in general, as we were just talking about, black women are you know, always attacked for something. We had a show here several months ago about masturbation. Ladies called in and was like, oh, I don't masturbate because my girlfriends told me it's bad. And I'm like, why are you denying your body an orgasm?
Or you'll go blind.
Right. Yeah. Who believes that?
If you touch yourself down there, you'll go
blind.
Right.
But it's the same thing with porn. They won't watch. They say they won't watch it.
But you know what? Both of you are sex therapists. Do you think that is one of the precursors to deviant sexual behavior?
I think that when it's denied,
right.
You know, like when you see in the case of like K. Catholic priests not being able to be with the woman or go after what they're desiring. Mm-hmm. I do think that for us at Royal Fetish Films and Jet Set and Jasmine, we say this. As long as you leave children, animals, and people who say no out of it, and you're enjoying yourself and you're being safe with other consenting adults, you're mm-hmm. good. Like, yeah. there's some things you're going to try out there that you're like, not for me. There's right. other things you're going to try out there that are going to be amazing. They're going to blow your mind. And you're like, I don't know how I ever live without doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like sex is, there's so many possibilities. You know, I always say, if you're having sex the same way twice, then you're doing it wrong.
There's so many,
there's so many different ways. Like, you can even do the same position a million different ways. You know, there's new tempos and speeds and all kinds of different things for you to try out. So the more you explore and the more you do, the broader your, like, sexual lexicon will be, and then you'll be able to just enjoy it more.
Sexual lexicon.
So
write that down.
Lexicon. That's,
I think that,
I have a call for you.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
Power Ranger right there.
Lexicon formation.
Formation. There you go.
But I did just want to...
Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Brother Albert.
Hello, Brother Al. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Still,
yes, sir.
What are you going to do next?
you're just getting started, Brother Al.
I've heard some of everything being discussed at length for the most part. It was enough to really, really, really wake you up
there
in
you
many
go.
Areas. But, you know... we always take the Bible, really, it's about from stretch from one end to the other, you want to be honest about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never heard stuff in there. It explained in this way. And the message it told us in 1973 about the power of sex
mm-hmm.
and how that was what he, well, when he described it, he said that the slave master was going to use sex as a weapon to have people under control. And as you go through life, sex is something that's so, so, so powerful. Mm-hmm. And it can get out of hand. You see how some of these places burning up these days and they don't have enough firemen to do it? Your body and desire urges, if you're not careful, can do the same thing.
Just burn up your house. Brother Al, that's a good one.
Hey, because look here, you've got people raping children 2 and 3 years old. What you think is the cause of that? Mm. That sex desire is nothing. That's why I say you have to get those children at an early age and educate them properly. Mm. This is why in certain environments and in people that you see, the women is a certain way, and they will not allow them to get to go out of that little area that they have them in.
Okay, I think we about to talk about
the brothers. The brothers, y'all, woo! This is a hot one tonight. The fire's burning. Hey, I just want to let y'all know this is what it's all about, and it's so many areas that
they're
getting into that it can bring about happiness or sadness.
Well, we're working on the
failure.
We're working on
this. This is one tonight. This is something everybody grew up with, you know, because when you reach the age of 11, 12, and your desires begin to come out. You see your hair begin to develop. You see women's menses begin to come on. You better kind of educate them then.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Because those areas is going to call you success or failure.
Amen. Oh, Brother Al. Hi. Who's this? Welcome to Hot Talk. They're both gone. Okay.
I did just want to follow up on one,
Brother
on one
Al,
thing.
Somebody
that,
please
that you
send
saying.
The firemen to Brother
yes,
Al's house.
Don't let them burn up.
Just burn up. Can we call them?
Was that because people were not having sex? Is that what he was trying
to
say?
He did say something important that
he
it
did,
is
yeah.
important to start teaching people young.
Young.
Because if you ignore and all you do is tell young people abstinence, that's it, then that's how you wind up with teen pregnancy, that's how you wind up with the spread of disease, that's how, you know, you just wind up in a lot of situations that people aren't ready for.
I'm ready for, exactly. Okay, I'm going to go back. Tonto, hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
is Dollar Bill.
Uh-huh. And thank you, Dollar Bill. How are you? You know, it's not a night without you and Brother Al. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
That's good.
I just want to say one thing about the Colin Kaepernick situation, okay?
Okay.
He is the wrong person. I admire what he's doing, but he is the wrong person to be doing that, okay? Black people as a whole need to grow up and come into their own, okay? Whatever black people don't do for themselves, we don't need white people to do it or the biracial people to do it, okay? Biracial people and black people problems. I don't care what nobody say. Black biracial need to have their own categories in terms of education, in terms of race. As long as you keep putting Alicia Keys in front of NDIRE, that's wrong. Alicia Keys was born in 1982 or 1990. How is she still considered to be black? NDIRE is black and made by two black people. Why does she have to get in a contest against some biracial person for a title that clearly say black?
Okay, hold on. I just need a moment.
Well,
I will say this. When the police are shooting at us, they don't be they like, don't. Hey, that half you half white?
You biracial.
You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm glad that Colin Kaepernick or any person of color is standing up and saying something.
Yeah.
Because it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to, before I forget, I want to just go back to one thing that you were saying. The reason that we started Royal Fetish Films, Jet Set and Jasmine and I, was because we would do a lot of our fantasy flight parties.
Mm-hmm.
And people would want to talk about porn.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, how come every time I look at porn, if it's black and brown men, they're disrespectful.
Mm.
They're a thug. They're breaking and entering to have sex. It's never romantic. It's never passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Black women are always presented as hip-hop honeys or just some other form of stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So what we wanted to show in our films was that you can be black, passionate, kinky, fetishes. You can do all of this. You could be romantic. You could be hardcore as you want to be. But to show the full spectrum of our love, of our sexuality, of how freaky and how we get down. That's why we started what we did. So we actually, last year we won best full length scene at FetCon for the scene that we shot with Tyomi Morgan as the director. And this year we're up for four. So it shows.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it shows that there are our people who want to see this, whether we admitting it or not.
Right.
But we are out there and we do want to see exactly what you said. Representations, people who look like us, who feel like us, who move like us.
Right.
But
right.
are not represented in this in the same way as we're represented in all media.
Yeah.
As just one monolithic stereotype, you know.
Are y'all accepting scripts?
Yes, we are actually. We one of the things that we do at Royal Fetish Films is have guest directors, guest writers, because if you watch a lot of porn, it's all the same. You can't distinguish two companies from one another because it's the same angles, it's the same lighting, it's the same everything. So how you enjoy sex and how I enjoy sex, where we might have some things that are the same, we're still going to have things that might be completely different. How you want to view it, how you don't want to view it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we like to try and open up to people.
Well, and that's one of the things that I really like about it, is that you pay attention to all of those details. It's, you know, a lot of time, what do they call it, chicklet or chick, whatever. Porn that's done are erotica. Okay, wait a minute. We were supposed to have that conversation.
Right. Define the
porn
difference.
Versus erotica.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so erotica sounds, you know, better than
sounds all classy.
Porn. Right. Porn is just like, ew. So, but erotica, you know. So what, is there a technical difference?
I don't think so. I mean, there's the way it's shot.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, you know, erotica is the poem that she just did.
It,
you know,
yeah.
So erotica has such a broad spectrum. It can be music. It can be poetry. Dance, whatever, you know. But when you're talking about on film, usually they break it down when they say erotica. Usually it's all soft lens. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like a Barbara Walters interview or something like that. You know what I mean? So,
I don't know if I saw Barbara in any of those kind of films.
Barbara gets it in.
Okay.
Nah, but I think a lot of people, when they think of erotica sometimes too, then it's kind of like how people think of like conscious rap. mm-hmm. and hip hop. You know, like okay. you automatically okay. have this one thought. Now it has to go in this direction, and I think erotica can be just as kinky or just as raunchy as porn. Mm-hmm. It just, I think, more in the difference between porn and ethical porn. Porn that's shot by women, porn that isn't involving human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about it in those kind of aspects.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's so much. We have such a huge problem in South Florida.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the Homeland Security Human Trafficking Task Force.
Yeah.
In South Florida. It's really bad here.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Hello? Love you, mean it.
Can we get back to talking about just education for a second, Joe? Because we were talking about it, and I find that a lot of the clients that I have to take it back to, like, the basics of just teaching them the education of it. Because we assume that somebody got it in childhood, right? Like, talking to parents or school, but sometimes they didn't get that. So, as adults now, they've learn bits and pieces over the years, whether it be friends, social media, other influences. And so it's sometimes you just have to go back to the basics. And the number one thing I hear amongst women is, I don't want to have to teach him what to do. Well, how do you expect your partner to know about your body? How do you expect them to know what you like, what feels good, what doesn't feel good, what speed you like, what kind of tongue action you like? How are they supposed to know if you don't teach them?
Right.
Well, I think a lot of people, they have this romantic idea that if someone is a good lover, that they automatically do what it is you like. But if I ask you what you like today, how different it is from 5 months ago, 5 years ago,
right?
You know, everybody's sexuality expands and changes and new things you like and don't like. So sometimes you might not even know what you like.
Right.
So that person might be able to want to try something new, and it's okay to try something and be like, I tried it.
And
cool.
not so much. Or, you know what I mean? I tried it and I love it.
Exactly.
And, right. And he looks at you like, what? Like, you can let him go.
Right.
Yep. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Cuba, can I just interject one more thing? Gio, Tracy, please.
Yeah, hold on one second. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Interject one more thing.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? That's Dollar Bill. He's on hold. He's going to hold on for a minute. Yes, I want to make sure I got you in. Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Yes, I'm calling you because I just wanted to say that I feel like every relationship should have some type of porn.
And
you know,
it has helped your relationship?
Oh, most definitely.
A lot
of people are ashamed to say that they're watching porn, or like sometimes if you just sit down and you can educate yourself and your partner by watching porn.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, right, people, you don't feel necessarily comfortable saying, could you do this? Let me show you.
Right.
As opposed to where you sit down with a glass of wine and you watch some porn and like, it takes a look.
Yeah.
You know, and if your partner picks up, then, okay, we're on to something here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not ashamed to say that I watch porn, and I love watching it, and I learn new things all the time. You're never too old to learn.
Amen.
Cool, I'm glad to hear that.
And we love you for watching.
All right, thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Dion.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the it's odd that you would get involved in something that, like, you can't do anything more intimate than that and not feel comfortable enough to have the conversation. I mean, we've all done it at some point or another. Stop lying. You know you've done it. but we've all done it at some point that, you know, you feel like the relationship could be worth it, but there's something sexually that you just, you know, you're afraid to say or you don't want to say. I've had this conversation with several people, but then the relationship ends up falling apart.
Right.
And you're like, oh, but he was such a good dude. It was like, well, then you should have told him that you didn't like him, you know, licking under your arm.
Or putting your whole ear in their mouth.
Mouth or something. Oh, right. It's just something that is just like,
what's wrong with that?
You could vomit. You could just, certain things.
Let me just tell you, dating in South Florida has been like one of the most interesting social experiments I've ever had. I mean, people just want to go and try different things that, like, you just didn't even ask me. This guy, he had, like, an ear fetish. He just, like, wanted to always have his mouth on my ear. Even if I said I didn't like it, he'd be like, no, but you will. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I just can't. Like, I would purposely wear my hair down so he couldn't get to my ear. And that, like, didn't do anything. It,
yeah.
I think more, like, attracted him if I was trying to hide it. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that dating is difficult everywhere. Dating in South Florida is certainly, we need a new sexual lexicon for South Florida.
Okay.
It is an entirely different thing.
Sexual lexicon.
So back to flogging, because we're almost out of here. So now, are you going to show us what the flogging is? Oh. If you're on Adrian Carter's Facebook Live, are you going to do it, Jen?
I guess so.
Okay, so if you're on Adrian Carter's Facebook Live, because Facebook just cut me off. They're like, no. Nope. Sorry. Okay, wait. Do you need theme music?
I never say no to music.
Okay.
What's good flogging music?
I can't even believe I'm about to do this on live.
Attend the sex expert. And King Norris.
I mean, I could make the music for you, though.
They're going to demonstrate for us.
Oh, I got you.
Flogging sounds like another level of river dance.
River.
So.
Those are clogs.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so now you got to walk us through it, though. King Noir, you have to tell us what it is that we are doing.
All right.
I got a little Mos Def underneath you.
Oh, sounds good.
There you go.
So, these are my floggers. I don't know where I'm
going. Yeah, okay, somebody give him the mic. Yeah. Now, what is that? It looks like a really big dog chain. Okay.
So, these are nunchuck floggers.
Oh.
They are made out of elk, leather, and a little bit of plastic. The elk is really soft.
Okay.
So this, on a scale of like 1 to 10 on the amount of smack you're gonna get, it's between like a 4 and a 6. It's more of a thud than like the crack of like, let's say, like
a
riding crop or a whipper or something like that.
Okay. Right in the middle.
So what we're gonna do is
I'm really nervous right now.
Don't worry, I'm gonna take good care of you. I got you. We're gonna start up at her shoulders.
Okay.
Just to start relaxing. So, we're gonna completely skip all of the vital organs. You don't wanna ever strike somebody on like their kidneys or right. if anybody out there's ever boxed before, you know what right. I'm talking about. You don't wanna get in there. So we're gonna work more on the meaty part, like the buttocks and the thigh.
Okay.
And we'll work around in there.
Okay. And
you feeling okay?
And I'm nervous.
With yes. King Noir and sex therapist Jen.
Thank God my mother's not watching tonight.
If you could join us on Adrian Carter's Facebook Live. And I've been kicked off of Facebook, so I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I don't know that.
I think you should narrate. Just narrate.
Okay, so right. So those of you who can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so King Noir is giving Jen direction on how you stand, or actually how you bend over when you are being flogged. So she.
I was also just giving her some safety precautions.
Okay.
Her safety words are. Red, stop completely.
Uh-huh.
Yellow is slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And green is go. She could say that whenever she wants. You know, she's enjoying herself. But whenever you have somebody in this situation, if they do say their safety word, you want to stop completely. You want to make sure that they're okay. One of the things that's also very important that we teach is, you know, with kink in regards to people of color and our skin,
mm-hmm.
we don't show, you know, red or different things as fast as people with pale skin. So it's mm-hmm. also very important to pay attention to body cues and things like that as well.
Okay.
So you feeling good? You all right? All right. Take a second. They all watching. Don't be nervous.
Okay, so he's like, you can hear it.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Okay, somebody move the mic. They got cameras everywhere. And nobody can even get to. Okay, so now you can tell me.
It feels soothing, but however, I am somebody who like kind of likes this, so
kind of
might not be for everybody, but you know, it's like the rhythm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a massage.
So does it feel sort of like a massage?
Yes, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a massage where they've, like, used, like, the leaves on you before.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's something like that, a little harder, though.
Okay, well, you know, it's leather.
Yeah.
It's sexually stimulating.
It's
special form.
It definitely is an art to it. King, would you agree that there's, like, an art to doing this?
Because there's a rhythm. He has a certain rhythm. Okay, so you have to spread
like
open.
You should be like having fire.
So,
oh, that's another part.
What?
It seems like
brother Alan is like, she should be on fire right now.
Now they want other things used, I see. Okay.
I just want to say the only person in here not paying attention is Tonto.
Tonto's trying to keep the theme music going.
For anybody who's watching on Facebook Live, let me just say that they are really getting a show tonight.
So,
I feel like everybody should try this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jill, you especially.
It sounds.
We know it's been a while.
It sounds. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
We're going
to
find out. No, I haven't done that in a while.
But you have.
I have not done
all types of new things about her these days. See?
King, now, right. Tell me, a question for you. How much do these cost if someone was interested in purchasing a pair?
Oh, I thought you meant purchasing me.
Okay.
And
so, how much like,
to bring you home with the people for flogging?
I do sessions, fetish training sessions for $250 an hour. What fetish they're interested in.
Right. So, I mean, do you have a limit to the fetishes that, you know, you will participate in?
Legal stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, right. No kids, pets, or elderly. Or
well, he didn't mention elderly earlier, so
well,
you
but
know.
I mean, you know,
I didn't say anything against the elderly.
He certainly didn't. Okay, well, those
nursing homes may
I still go to nursing homes and provide.
Was that yellow?
Yes, that was yellow.
Okay. She just threw her hand up. I'm like, well, you said yellow, green, or red. You just said about to throw your hand up.
I know my signal.
She was so caught up, she forgot the color.
That's your signal. Wrong person.
Harry Winkle.
It's kind of like when you're in a bike lane. You know what to do. Help people need to figure it out. But no.
The reason we do hand signals with that is because some people have a tendency to try and stand up.
Uh-huh.
You don't want somebody to stand up and you're whipping the back of the head.
Okay. Gotcha.
There's rules.
Right.
So does it have like a therapeutic feeling? Like when you get a massage, you feel
loose?
Yeah,
I believe it does have a therapeutic feel. I mean, but it really depends like if you're like into that though. You know what I mean? It takes like a certain person to like it. Like for me personally, when I've like wanted to get into things like this, I never was with a partner that ever really liked it or understood it.
Or knew how to do it because there's an art to that. You can't just like be hitting somebody.
Well, in that case, I was the dom. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, and that means the dominant.
The dominant, right. Okay. Right. So
we don't all know all that. You know,
right. So.
All that lingo.
That was an issue. So I just always kind of put it up on the shelf as something I would do for fun when I found somebody to do it with. But,
and. Enter King Noir.
And then I got to do it in front of a whole bunch of people.
There you go.
But I mean, the thing is about, just as you said, that there's an art to it, but there's also, just as I said, it's so important that you're not flogging somebody on their kidney or behind the heart, because that can be detrimental to the person.
To somebody's
heart. So you want to make sure that you understand the body. You understand, like, for example, when she threw her hand up, I went lighter.
Right.
You know, you don't want to have somebody
in that
situation.
She didn't have to say yellow.
She didn't have to say yellow. She didn't have to say, I told you. You know what I mean? You have to. One of the main thing that is the most important when you're a dom is you have to, someone is putting their trust in you to take care of them, you know, and a lot of times people think, oh, dom sub is all about hurting somebody, and it's not. No. It's really just about someone allowing themselves to let go and let you take control of their pleasure.
Well, there's the trust issue right there.
Can I just say that, like, this brings a whole new meaning to red light, yellow light,
green light,
stop, like, in adult world?
Yeah.
But I urge everybody, though, really, to try something new.
But I would say, don't try this at home. Please call a professional. So, King Noir, where can they reach you?
You can reach me At King Noir on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, KINGNOIRE, jetsettingjasmine.com. And if you want to see some of our movies, go to royalfetishxxx.com. And really, really quick, we're actually doing a fundraiser right now. Jet Setting Jasmine, Narissa Irving, and I, we're actually trying to get people to donate right now to help homeless women get both feminine hygiene products, menstrual cups, because a lot of times people don't think that just because, you know, if you're in the street, you need to be able to take care of yourself, take care of your hygiene. So right now we actually just started a fundraiser and people are really opening up and donating to it. So please check us out. JetsettingJasmine.com. Also, Jet Setting Jasmine King Noir on Facebook.
And she is jet setting, so she wasn't here with us.
Yes, she wasn't here, but she will actually be here next week. At next weekend, because we're going to be down here shooting. So I would like to invite whoever is interested. Y'all should come by to the video shoot and the other shoot that we're doing. If y'all are interested, we're going to be shooting out here in Miami on Biscayne somewhere. So come on
just
out.
Just randomly on Biscayne.
I mean, not outside. I mean, we're going to be inside.
Okay, well, that is
we're
the goal.
We're going to be inside somewhere.
I will get the info.
I'll give you all the information.
There you go.
You're more than welcome, since I've heard all about these parties now.
Yes.
I want to see how it works.
You know what? There may be some synergy there, indeed.
Aww.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. It is. It's, if you've never been to a kinky party, then shame on you. and I've seen, listen, and I've never been to one of King and Jetset Jasmine's events. So,
awesome.
I would love to. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I hope that you will come back.
Welcome.
And Jen, yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Adrian Carter, shouts out to you for holding.
I feel bad we didn't get to like half of the questions that people were asking on anybody's social media.
Oh, sorry, guys.
But hopefully.
Adrian was just looking at y'all, you know.
his live was just hearts and questions and comments.
Well, yeah. Well, next time.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. They're around. They may be back.
Yeah, we would love to be back.
Awesome. Because I really want to meet Jasmine. I would love, because there's that whole other element,
right,
you know, of the kind of empowerment that she has opened up for women. So yeah, you know, you always have a seat in my boudoir.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're out of here. Thank you so much for listening and making us number one again and again and again. And again, thank you very much. We'll be back next Sunday, right here, same time, same place. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Yeah, we're in ecstasy. when you lay down next to me. I wanna hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time living in ecstasy. Well, when you lay down next to me, ooh, ecstasy. When you lay here with me, then it's ecstasy. When you lay here with me, yeah.
Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers, are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot 105.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.